and the institutes combined, sorry. Particularly a lot of interesting tshuvas, one very long one, and tshuvas chachmei tzorfat belotir, as I call it, talk two, and some other like interesting comments, but we're not going to be able to do those today. If anybody wants to look them up, it pays off. There's some interesting things. Maybe at some point we'll just do like a quick drive-by summary. But basically, we're going to finish off that topic today. So I'm just going to give you some marmokomos, and maybe I think I have a file for this, so maybe I'll just send you the file. But just to start off on Mekadesh Memilva, which is our next topic, that's a Sugan Vavumut base. I mean, I have like some, you know, somewhat extensive marmokomos, but we'll try to do it quickly, especially if you can prepare this week. It's all related to itself. So let me just give you the first few, and then I'll email you the bigger list, and you can send it out. All right? So we're going to start with the Sugya and Vav Mudeis, Mekadesh B'Milva and Hanas Milva. So our topics basically are going to be Mekadesh B'Milva, which is a little bit of a broad topic, though. And then after that, we want to speak a little bit more about Matana Manas L'Hachzir. Again, we've spoken about it. Obviously, the Chalip and Matana Manas L'Hachzir, Kini Amanas L'Hachmas, that connection. But I want to speak a little more about Matana Manas L'Hachzir itself, some of the issues that the Rishonim talk about. And then moving on to Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, a lot of these topics we've done parts of already, so it should go a little quicker. Meaning Arei Vevet Kanani, Adam Chashuv, and then, you know, from there, you know, other related questions, getting to Mashkon and so on. That's the plan. But on Mekadesh Milva and Hanos Milva, we'll start with the local Sugya. Here on Vavu Beis, with the local Rishonim, they all have something to add. Rashi, Tosis, the Rif, the Rush, the Ran, Tosis Ria Zokain, Tosis Rib, Mordechai, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva is very important, Talmud Rajba, the Meir, Piskei Rambam, and Perikei Hosishus, Halacha Yud Gimel through Chaf. And there's an interesting Tshuva, the Ravid, which you can either find in the Tmim Deim Simen Samach Gimel or Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. That's like, you know, the general topic here, the local Rishonim. And then start zeroing in on some specific things. So the first one, is Kiddushin considered Ribbis Ketzutza? Again, we talked about that earlier in the year when we talked about the different Lashonos, how to understand Kinyan Kiddushin, and whether it's a Kinyan Beguf or it's a relationship, and, you know, what are the models for that, both in Dab Beis and Dab Gimel Amud Beis. We talked about the Rajba and so on. So is Kiddushin itself, you know, does the asset or the benefit of Kiddushin constitute Ribbis Ketzutza? So look at Rashi, Tosis, the Ria Zakein, the Rajba, Ritva, Rajba and Ritva, very important. The Meiri on page 33, also Tosis Rid's comment, and the Pnei Yoshua, that's one. Next, does Kiddushin Beribis work? If you're Mekadesh and Isha Beribis, is that Mekudeshes or not? That's the second question. That's, again, the Ritva, very important. And the Ritva here is actually connected with the Ritva in Perek Ezoneshech, which we'll speak about briefly. He kind of connects them. And Daf Samech Aleph. The Meiri on page 31 to 32. The Avnei Miluim here, Chav Ches, Chav Beis, Simen Chav Ches, Sivkat, and Chav Beis. And the Machan Ephraim, if you get a chance, Simen Beis and Hilchos Ribbis. What is the relationship between Abaya in our Sugya and Rav in Sugya on, which we'll get to in a second, on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph? You have to look at the Gemara, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, to Mem Zayin Amud Beis. starting from Amar Rav HaMekadesh B'Milva, until Lo Bikea Bo Lo Kana'o, that Gemara. And what is the relationship between what Abaya says here and Rav says there? The Balamor here on Vav Mud Beis, the Tosis read on Mem Zayin Omen Aleph, the Ramaskal Amar Rav. Look also at the in the Achronim at the Netziv in Merome Sadeh, in both places actually, but here is fine. And the Avnei Miluim Chafkes Tes Zayin. And if you get a chance, also the Pnei Yoshua. What is Hanas Milva, and what is the status of Hana and Kiddushin? Hana and Kiddushin is something which is a recurring theme that we've talked about already, right? And two or three times at least, including when we talked about Tosis's view of Adam Chashuv in Nasna Hivya Barhu. So the Hagdara of Hana and the status of Hana B'Kiddushin, again, these overlapping Rishonim here, especially the formulation of the Ritva. Look again at the Netziv in Rome Sadeh. Also the Netziv on the Shiltos, Kuf Lamed Beis Sivkatan Tes Zayin. Okay, so that's to begin with. Then the next Gemara to integrate into all of this is the Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Aleph Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the one I mentioned. The Shita of Rav, the idea of Milvalot Tzonitna, and especially the connection between Kiddushin and Mecher, the status of Kiddushin, status of Milva in Kiddushin and the status of Milva in Mecher, Veshavin Vemecher. So that's the Gemara. Okay, that I'll give you, I'll send out for that. But this is to begin, and hopefully on the, we'll start with this on the shir that we do, you know, I guess the electronic shir, without the internet, of course. Right? Okay, so now let's finish off, you know, to the extent possible. Again, there's a lot more to talk about, frankly, than we'll get to, but I want to talk about the basic things, at least, in our sugya. So let's break it down into several components. So the first part of the topic, as Akiva read it the other day, is the question of Yadayim Mochichos. So let's talk about that first, and then we'll talk about Asukin and the Lashonos. Obviously, all these three overlap, and what you say about one is going to affect the significance of applying the other, right? But let's at least, you know, do what we can. So we already read the Gemara. Aryeh, we'll just go quickly again, just to get us back where we were. First, the Gemara about Yadai Mochichos quickly. Amar Shmuel. Okay, the Chaim Begerishin. Okay, so the question of, you know, leaping to the status of the husband as opposed to the either the status or at least the change or the process that takes place to the wife, we'll get back to that in just a second. Obviously, that's very important. Let's zero in for the moment on the question of the Hemshech of the Gemara. Go ahead. Amalei Rapapala Abaya.
Right. The time of the Nazir over fine. So the only time that he actually works is when there's Nazir over the fine.
According to him.
Shmuel. Before the means it's Yochifos. Time of the Nazir over the fine. Ha'alav ha'alav ha'fi.
Lo.
Lo. Ha'alav ha'fi lo.
So apparently you need to die in Mochichos.
Okay, fine. So Amar Li. So really the entire, all the cases we said before are really just when you said Li. Ariya Megash Li. Ariya Megash Li. Ariya Li. Li into.
Yeah. Ihachi Maika Mashmalan.
Ihachi Maika Mashmalan. Say, Hainish Nibasroi Mashmalan. Hachaksev Kiyika, Bloshi Akiyakasatma, Hachsev Vishalcha, Bloshi Yishlachasatma.
Right, Vishalcha. Right. And we already discussed, and we'll talk a little more, whether that's just a process problem or that also reflects, you know, the nature of how the relationships exist. Fine. So let's just talk about Yadayim Shei Mochicho. It's a massive topic, and we're not going to do all of it. It's spread out all over. It's in the Darim, it's in Nazir, it's in Gittin, it's in here in Kiddushin. This is one of the sources, so we're not going to exhaust it at all. But let's talk about some of the issues. So the bigger question is, what is Yadayim Mochichos really all about? And as we've discussed already, there are several things you could say. They parallel what we've been discussing in Nasnahu V'Amrahi and what we're going to discuss in the Lashonos, namely, in all these three cases, the questions are parallel. That doesn't mean that the answers are identical. In all cases, the question is whether to learn these sugyas in a very minimalist way, that it's all really about birur and umdana, meaning the kavana. That's the minimum. And then it would apply as universally as possible, meaning it would apply to other areas of halacha where, again, in almost every area, you need to know what people are really thinking. And if we're talking about Birur, there is a certain objectivity to that as well. Namely, you know, that something shouldn't be just, you know, taken on the say-so after the fact if it's a legal transaction, that it should be, you know, kind of objectively mivurar. It's of more limited significance, but it's of more universal significance if this is really what it's about. Moreover, it should be more substitutable. In other words, if you have a yodayim she'en mochichos problem, and the problem really is one of biror, so then, you know, there probably are other ways, you know, to fill in, you know, for that gap. You're also going to have a little bit of a problem if you take this perspective in explaining the machlokas, meaning the man damar says yadayim she'en mochichos, havi yadayim thinks that you don't need real biror. Clearly not. So then it ends up being, you know, a machlokas either about metzius, right, how mavurar is a particular lashon, or about the threshold, namely what level of birur, even if we're talking about something more minimal, do you require? And indeed, that might be the case. And if you want to then be mechalek between different areas of halacha, right, you're going to have to also suggest that there's something about the different cases that are just different in the assessment of the birur itself, either how much birur you need, or more likely, how much birur that there is. So that, for example, if I say ahei, right, and the nazar is in front of me, the nazar is not in front of me, right, that's, you know, one issue. In kiddushin, if I say without li, right, in gittin, either if I don't say minoy or vidain, you know, you being dafka, being megarish with, is it clear being megarish with the get, as opposed to balpen, it's araya, is it clear that it's minoy, right, that you're being megarish her from you, not from someone else, right? In the darim, you know, what does it mean when I say mufreshani, meruchkani? Is it, you know, masal matan, is it everything? I mean, all these questions, if you look at it from this point of view, in theory, right, there could be greater or lesser objective clarity depending on the circumstances or the particular application. And that's going to be one whole approach to Yadayim She'en Mochichos, and it certainly is an approach which is embraced by many of the Mefarshim. The alternative is to say that this requirement is much more formal, but that can be said in different ways. One way is that in terms of it's legal, it's about legal language or legal, you need birur not just to satisfy a regular, reasonable criterion of comprehension, but you need a certain level of birur for legal language or legal context. There has to be somewhat mevuror or muchach mitocho. Not enough to know what he means and what he intends, right? It has to actually be. And then, if that's what's required, so then two things. Number one, you might be mechalik between different tchumim in halacha, like do you always, when do you need formal, you know, loshon mevurar or circumstances of birur in a transaction, as opposed to just, you know, bring, minimally, but, you know, satisfactorily confident that you know what's going on. You're not guessing. It's not really a sabbat. If you go further with this, it might be that you need not only birur muchach mitocho, but there could be two other factors. One is amira, as we've discussed, where you have, you know, hafla being an obvious case, where it's the language itself is creative or is formalized. You might say, oh, it's mevurar, it's even mevurar mitocho, but you need amira, and that's what we've been discussing in all these cases, although you might be mechaleg. And the other one is edekiyu. In light of the Rajba and his comment regarding Nosanuva Amrahi about Edekium, and in light of the Beis Shmuel comment about Chayshin Shem Shaprut of Madai, and in light of the discussion Avnei Miluim and the Piskei Tshuva about her Havana for Edekium, and so on, we'll just see a little more about that today. We'll see that the Tshuva Sarajba also brings this up in the context of Yadayim She'en Mochichos. So maybe an additional formal requirement here comes from the Edei Kiyum having a certain, again, mevurar muchach level of knowledge, even though it's something that, you know, might be pretty clear. Maybe it's part of the formality of Edei Kiyum. It's an additional audience, number one, and an audience which according to some views at least is a formal audience. So these are the different approaches. If you say that, so it's not even, then if it's either about Amira and Hafla, or it's about Eidei Kiyum, and especially Eidei Kiyum playing a certain role, then the possibility of distinguishing between different tchumim of halacha, Nedarim, Nazir, what about the relationship even between Gittin and Kiddushin, you know, where you need Eidei Kiyum, where you don't, where you need Hafla, where you don't, all of that becomes much more likely. The problem is, since the Gemara itself links issues of Yadayim Mochichos or Ein Mochichos right across the board, so how will you sustain these distinctions? And the answer to that may be that that's a challenge. There might be different views in the Tanoim and Amoraim about the nature of all this or about the requirements, but it also may be that in some cases at least that the link is to be understood in a slightly different way. And that is that maybe what is being argued is not you know, what not only what is necessary for a particular criterion, but really how we do assess, right, certain of these cases. For example, if we say that, you know, yadayim she'im mochichos habyan yadayim, instead of saying you don't need loshon mevurar or amira shel hafla, it could be that in some cases we're saying that is hafla. Right? In other words, given the context and the tziruf to what's happening, that's called mevurar, mefura, shamira, hafla, etc. So some of the connections in the sugya are to define, you know, what the status of yadayim she'im mochichos, let's say, is, even if the application might be different. In some cases, it might be about Eidei Kiyum. In other cases, it might be about Amira. But there may be a shared vision as to what the status of the, or the stature of these, you know, really are. So that's, I think, in terms of an approach to this sugya, broadly speaking, of what's going on. Now, to get to specifics that I think work with these approaches. So we already talked about the dinim of Amira and Kiddushin and in Gittin, and of course in Hafla, talked about the Malamar, the Birch HaShmuel, the Marit, the Avnei Miluim, the Pnei Yeshua. Let's just add the Tosis Rid, which we mentioned in Asan Huv Omrei, the one on Vav Amud Aleph, right? The Tosis Rid has this idea that you can't just say a language that even clearly is mechaben to Kiddushin, right? Tosis Rid's idea that if you say neget, or even in Shtar Kiddushin, right, here's this instrument, L'shem Kiddushin, that will work, right? Because, you know, you have the get and the shtar, and they're really the cheftza and the lashon in the shtar and in the get are really doing the hefty lifting. They're doing the chalos, yitziras, ha'ishas. But if you say about kesef kiddushin, right, here's the kesef kiddushin, l'shem kiddushin, instead of saying harei at mekudeshes li, right, the kesef zeh or whatever, says the Tosis Rid, even though it's mevura legabri, what you have in mind, there's a tshuva of the Rivash, by the way, in the footnotes of the Tosis Rid, the old Tosis Rids anyway, he points out that this Tosis Rid was picked up by none other than our old friend, you know, from last year, the Mari Beirav, right? In Aleph, I wrote it down, Aleph Gimel Yud Ches. So in the tshuvas of the Mari Beirav, right, he likes this Tosis Rid. And the Marit as well, Kuf Lamed Ches, discusses this Tosis Rid, as we know. But there's a tshuva of the Rivash in Simen Reish Samech Vav, which seems to be cholek. The Marit, in that tshuva, Aleph Kuf Lamed Ches, discusses whether maybe they don't cholek at all. But it sounds in the Rivash, like if you take Kesef Kiddushin and you say, I'm giving you this L'shem Kiddushin, that's fine. You don't need to say the words, Harei At Mekudeshes Li B'Kesef Zeh. And on the surface, the Rivash is 100% right, if we're dealing only with Umdana. The Kiddush of the Tosis Rid, and those who accept his view, is that what you need, and that the Tosis Rid formulates it this way, as a din connected to the language of Hekdesh, what you need to do is formulate the Maisa Kiddushin in a way that generates the Chalos Ha'ishus in the same way, right, that being matvis something lehekdesh is. That's why the Marit was so excited about this connection as well. So if you say, oh, I'm giving you kesef, kedusha, l'shem, kedushin, everybody knows what you mean, but you haven't pronounced the magical words, you know, like in Hektish, that transform, right, this transaction, or this isha, this transaction into ishas, and the isha into an ishas ish. And by the way, it's clear to me, again, as somebody could argue, but it's clear to me that the Tosas Rid, unlike Tosas on Zayin Amud Aleph, as we noted, is not saying that this Lashon only doesn't work if you use a language of Kiddusha. What he means is the fact that Kiddushin is a popular, even a paradigmatic, because remember, right, Aisha, you know, a nickname's fine, but Aish Mekadesh, the Asra Kulama Kehekdesh, is an indication that, you know, that Hektesh type language, right, is applicable. And that's true for Hareat, you know, Arusasi, Hareat Li, Li into, etc. So the point is, just saying, here's the money, you know, for the consequence or the result of Kiddushin, that's not going to do it. You have to be Mechil, right, the shame, Eishasish, just like as the Marit points out, you're doing that, you know, in a korban. So that's very important about the Tosas Rid. And that's obviously crucial to a number of the things that we have been discussing. So the whole discussion of Yad LeKiddusha, which we already talked about, and the different Rishonim in the Kula rather than the Chumrah part, not that you need more because it's like Hektish, but once you're dealing with a kind of a flaw that you can also get away with shorthand if you hit the right tone or the right language, that's the other side, the Kula side of the same idea. Now this idea of Kiddushin's connection to Hektish being substantive, we've seen numerous times and we'll see more on Zayin Amud Aleph. But since the Rush is one of the people in the Darim who accentuates it, just wanted to also point out that the Tosa Rush in Kiddushin on Nun Beis Amud Aleph also accentuates Kiddushin's link to Hektish when he wants to talk about the problem of being Maktish Davar She'eno Shalom but is Bershusa. It's just like a Gazlan who's Maktish Hektish, there are certain Takanot Rabbanim, we give that a certain status. If anybody can find the language, Tosa Rishon Rosh on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Again, it's another example. There are numerous others which will, again, we'll get to the Zion, we'll add, but we have the Tziv on Dav Hey. We had numerous shown. Do we have it there? Are you? On Nun Beis Amud Aleph? Yeah. Yeah. So once again, he's using this connection, and it's not only when you use the language of Hektish, obviously. Again, the it's taken seriously with respect to the nature of what is being performed and done here. Okay. So having said that, the possibility, obviously, of distinguishing them between Gittin and Kiddushin is greater. If it's about Edei Kiyum, which the Raj Ban HaTshuva, will read that in just a second, says, then maybe they're the same, assuming that the Edei Kiyum of Gittin and Kiddushin are the same, which is a question. If it's all about just the first view, Umdanas, then it's much easier to understand the Chilukim, a little more difficult to understand the connection. So Tosas here, Dibra Maskel, Halav Hachilo, struggles with one aspect of the Birur problem, right, in the case of Nazir. Right, how much Birur is there when a Nazir says, hey, you know, comparing, or when you have the options of Tainis and Nazirus. Right, that's the discussion of Deish Shalom, but it's Fei Mashma, hey, Lashon Nazirus, Mi Lashon Tainis, right? The hey mashma miyad. The Ramban actually goes further and says that a hey is a din of the gavra, and that could be a din of you're embracing shame nazir. Tainus means you're gonna do a maisa, you're gonna abstain from
from, you know, eating. But ehei doesn't mean, there's no gavra, you know, tzum, right? Misane. Okay. Little lumbus from the Ramban. What are the, but the point I'm trying to make is, avagavi nazar miyad yachal lahatchil nuziruso mirtza. The whole tone of the Bali Tosis in the Sogya is all about level of umdana and beer. What does the guy really likely mean? And that is true in the next Tosis too, dear Maschal, hoche b'maya skinon de Amar Li, right? Here Tosis is bothered, here Tosis is bothered by what? Yaakov? Just to summarize it, dear Maschal, hoche b'maya skinon de Amar Li, long Tosis?
So there seems to be various
contradictions regarding Yadayim Shein Mochichos. And what does Shmuel really hold? Right? So it sounds like in the Darim it goes one way, and in Kiddushin we're very machmir, and in Gittin, right, very tricky, maybe we're not so machmir. So, again, one way to handle this would be to say that the Chilukim are what are required in these cases. Right? Hafla'a is one thing, right? Kiddushin also, maybe there's a din of Hekdesh, or a din of Amira, or a din of Yitziris HaChalos, right? Gittin, much less so. How does Tosis handle it?
Tosis doesn't have between what the mashmos, the different things are.
Exactly. Tosis here repeatedly says that this is all about the level of, it's true these are all called the Daim Shei Mochichos, or, you know, but in fact, there are different levels. There's a Daim Shei Mochichos Klal, there's a Daim Shei Mochichos Yoser, right? So for him, again, that doesn't mean there isn't also this other issue going on, but it's fascinating that mostly the Bali Tosis are emphasizing. You have the line there? Right, Li, if you don't say Li, then there's really a gap. If you say, if you don't say V'dein Dihav Elechim Minoi, right, I mean, and in a megareishes, yishom hariat mukadeshes lo marli mash lo mash maklal the mukadeshes li kamar dada moysel the kadeshes kavero yadayim shem mochikos klal ki hani vadi kamar shmuloi have yadayim ava behind in the darim have a mochikos tvei chena hu the kosev tosegitin is also mochiach to in a megareishes yishes kavero and so on. Then he has two girsos regarding the issue of nazir. What's so bad about nazir? Right, when the two options are tainus and the zeros, when there's no nazir or omed lefanav, right? How bad is that? Is that like, you know, just yadayim shein mochichos, or is that, you know, yadayim shein mochichos klal, or maybe it's not even yadayim? You know, what is that? And how good is it if the nazir is omed lefanav? Does that mean it's yadayim mochichos, or that's a yadayim shein mochichos, but a stronger one? Interesting, we'll get to it in a second. The Ravid has a discussion. Let's say your tofes bin b'seyar shel nazir. Is that as good as nazir omed lefanav? Right? And the Rosh and Tosri Azak, others we've shown him discuss the question, which we'll get to, we'll see what they say in a second. Let's say you had the equivalent of asukim ba'oso inyan, right, prior to saying ehei, without there being a nazir omed lefanav, is the equivalent of asukim ba'oso inyan, or tfisa seyar shal nazir, the equivalent of nazir, you know, omeid lefana. So these questions, along with, you know, in terms of umdana, it's very hard. Again, I can't take shu'a daraisa. If you're asukim ba'oso inyan, or you're tofes seyar shal nazir, I'm not even sure what that's going to feel like, you know, but, like, what does that even mean? But, and then you say ehei, so it means ehei b'tainis, right? Now again, even on a more formal level, in terms of tziruf, whether it's tziruf amira or the hagdara of afla, and so on, or, you know, birur muchach mitocho, if you ask me, right, is nazir omed lefanav more mitzuraf, we'll call it that way, than, you know, tofes b'seir shal nazir or asukim, I don't know. It wouldn't have been so obvious to me. I guess, you know, tofes, that's the one that caught my imagination, I guess. The seir shal nazir, or saying, ehei b'nazir omed lefanav, you know, I think that's kind of a toss-up. Maybe asukim b'osainyan is, but my bigger point is that in terms of birur and umdana, I'm guessing that all three are equal. Or if there's a difference, there's not much of a difference between them. But in terms of you know, a kind of hatfasa, we'll call it. You may need a gavra nazir, if that's what's going on in that case. And even if it's not midin hatfasa, if it's midin tziruf of kedushas nazirus or haflas nazirus, etc., so maybe alpidin, you just need the formal this seir is nothing. The presence of a gavra nazir. So these are all cases, I'm just trying to show, that while Bali Tosas are very focused on levels of birur and umdana, which doesn't mean that there's nothing else, but that's certainly their focus. Some of the other Rishonim, I'll tell you exactly what I mean in just a second, are zeroing in on issues that are much more formalistic, and surely that's important. Yeah.
At least the Gabe the Shin Yad.
Yeah.
So Tosfos and the first Tosfos are excited. So he says he seems to imply that were not to be the case that a head would be more mashma nazir than would it be a yad cloud.
Correct. Right.
And then in the next of the mask.
He's asking, why don't we say that there's no stira? Just say that this is whatever. Tvei mashma, hey lashon nazirus milashon tainis. The hey mashma miyad. Abagabi Nazirus. One second. Oh no, I'm sorry. I mean, the question was, why don't you say that there's not a yad at all? Afilu yadayim ein mochichus lahav. Right. Yeah.
And the resolution is that same action. And the next of Maskil, he says that harayim mukudeshes lo marli lo mashma klal the mukudeshes lo.
Right.
And yet still he says that yadayim shem mochichus klal
yehani. It's still yadayim shem mochichus.
It's still yadayim.
Yeah.
Even though it's low mashma
klal. Right.
So
I don't know, but yeah. So what do you want to say?
Between
the categories? Maybe. I'm just saying it's interesting how he's presenting everything in terms of Omid. And that's kind of what I was protecting myself by saying there might be other factors too. This is the emphasis. It could be that the criteria are koveya, you know, like how much we care about that discrepancy in the level of beer. That's kind of what I have in mind, which I think is what you're suggesting. It's interesting he's not focusing so much on that. Now, the Rush, just to mention a few of the Rishonim quickly. Yeah.
Where do we see the emphasis on Indana from Tosfos?
Where do we see what?
Where do we see the emphasis on Indana from Tosfos?
Well, I think he says that in the case of Lee, that you just don't know, there's no evidence at all that that we're talking about Kiddushin for him, as opposed to Nedarim, where it's a stronger Omdana that he really means Nedarim.
It might be an Omdana in the case of the Kudesh, that it's to him, it's just the language doesn't apply.
What do you mean the language?
He didn't say Lee, so the language doesn't apply in one way or another.
I'm just saying it sounds like what he's emphasizing is not that you've missed a formal requirement, but that we really have a suffix, whether we lo mashma klal. I mean, and then I can't be sure. I'm just saying the distinctions that he's making are in gaps of information. They're not in criteria of requirements. That's all I'm saying. He is saying that in the case, the Li gap is a bigger informational gap than the Minoi gap in Gittin or the Mufreshani Meruchkani gap in the Dharm. That's what he's saying.
Isn't the criteria requirement because of the information gap, though?
No, what I was trying to say before was that a way to explain if it is all about umdana, why do we keep comparing and so on, is because if you take a certain view of that a lesser threshold is still considered lashon bevurah, that will be true across the board no matter what criteria you require. I think that's true. I'm not taking a stand here that Tosis doesn't think that, you know, had there not been a din of amira or a din of hafla or a din of ediki or whatever. I don't know that one way or another. I'm only saying that in contrast to, I'll just give you the example of the Ramban in just a second, and some of the other Mefarshim who emphasize different things, Tosis is emphasizing the informational gap. You're pointing out, and so is Ellie, and I was hinting at that before also, that the informational gap may just be one aspect, and then the question is, what does the informational gap affect? Is it affecting really whether we know what's going on, or is it affecting, since it's a huge informational gap, so that's not called mevura mitocho as a formal requirement or a mira, right? That's what you're suggesting. I totally agree. I'm just pointing out that the emphasis in the chilukim is not what you require in each case, it is the informational gap. I agree that there still could be these requirements that make the informational gap, even though there's still probably enough viewer. I mean, the likelihood still, when I say Arayat Mekudeshes, if we were to take a poll, let's say, and let's say, in our experience, you know, today, so 99%, close to 100% of Kiddushins are not Al Yedei Shliach, I'm guessing, right? So, you know, but it's not Mevura or Mitocho. So if you really just, you know, only really wanted, would that matter for Yadayim Shei Mochichos in Kiddushin? If this was only about information, probably it would, meaning a more up-to-date, current, you know, skirav of a seker rather of you know, popular. What?
It still holds that Adam Asir like had a change of era. That's the point. That since it's
right, I'm saying had a bit. If it's a din that it needs to be a vur mitoch, it doesn't matter. So it's still right. You're still correct. I'm just pointing out that in Tosis, the way he's presenting it, there's no hint of that. And that's not the distinction. He could have said, "Oh, in kiddushin, not so much for nedarim." But for Kiddushin, maybe that's what, you know, motivates it. In Kiddushin, you need a Mira. Let's say in Gittin, you don't need a Mira. Right? That would have been a much easier way to explain the Gittin problem. That's all I'm saying. Okay. The Rush, by the way, Alatar, let me discuss some of the Rishonim quickly. Paskins at Yadayim Shei Mochichos Lo Havi Yadayim. And like Bali Tosis, that the Li of Kiddushin is particularly Garatvei. But he does say, this is very important, that if you had, what happens if you have a sukin boso inyan in yadayim shei mochichos? Jakey? So you have yadayim shei mochichos and you have a sukin boso inyan. Does the Gemara discuss that? This overlaps, you know, this is where the overlaps of the topics obviously come in. Gemara does not discuss that. What does the Gemara discuss? Yeah, the Gemara discusses a sukin ba'oso inyan only in the context of the lashonos that are a suffek. It doesn't discuss a sukin ba'oso inyan in the lashonos that are deemed to be lemaskana acceptable. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. We'll pin it down in just a few minutes. It doesn't discuss a sukin ba'oso inyan in nasan huv amrahi that we already discussed as a huge machlokas Rishonim. Correct. And it doesn't discuss a suka ba'oso inyan in yadayim shein mochichos, which we're going to discuss in just a second. And it doesn't discuss a suka ba'oso inyan even in issues like eini hareini ish, hareini ishe, hareini balech, etc. Correct? In all those other cases, there's a machlokas or rishonim. And the question is whether the paradigm in our Gemara about Lishonos Shel Safek, which have not been resolved, right, namely that that a wrong Lashon, a non-Meduyak Lashon, can be worse than Shtika, is that true in these other cases? Now that question, whether or not a Sukin helps you in Nasan Uva Amrahi, in Yadayim Shei Mochichos, right, in the Lishonos Kedushin that do work, in Hareini Ine Ishe Hareini Balech, right? These four other areas, at least. How do you assess that machlokas? So as we've discussed, there it's hard to pin it down because there are two factors. The more we think about Asukin, right, that it's just about Birur and it can only help for Birur, and the Shtika works because you don't need Amira, all you need is Birur. It isn't Amira, right, but it is Birur. The more we think that that is true, right, the more it's going to solve all Birur problems, but it's not going to solve anything else. Right? Anytime you encounter some other problem, not a Birur, what the guy means, what his interest is, but some more formal problem, it's not going to work. On the other hand, if we think that Asukin itself only works because it's a kind of tziruf to an amira or to a birur. I mean, the asukim is the pre-stage or the first stage of the maisa kedushin itself. So we're going to upgrade what we require for asukim,
And simultaneously, it's going to be less and more effective. That's important to know. It's going to be more effective because a sukan is providing, right? It's able to provide requirements, not merely to establish proper intent. And from that point of view, if there are negatives, you might say, well, it's a kind of like we had before in the Meiri's Law Show, right? It's like, Nasan hu, vi Omar hu, vi Omrahi. As long as you can dismiss the last one and you have what you need, that's enough. On the other hand, it's going to be not more effective, but less effective, because it's going to be held right to this higher standard and to the effectiveness that it provides in supplying what's missing. In other words, if I only need a sukin to be a birur and that's all I need, that's great. It's just not going to work for anything else. But if I need a sukin to be an amira and to be part of the ishus, so then on another level, it might be more corruptible, because if you don't say nasan huva amar huvi amrahi, you say, oh, is it amarhu really because of the asukin, or is it amrahi because of the mefurash? I'm just using that example. It's more corruptible because it's held to a higher ambition. Okay. So, every time we have this machlokas, it's a dual machlokas. It's a machlokas about asukin, but it's also a machlokas about the projected application. So Amrahi we've done already. We don't need to revisit that. Yadayim Shein Mochichos is an interesting case. Right, so the Rush, what does the Rush say about it? Anybody see? Not only the Rush, but also the Rush speaks about Yadayim Shein Mochichos Basukin. What did he say?
That it works. If it's a problem, it's going to be better than Nazir.
He says it's not worse than Nazir Omed Bafanav, which is an interesting idea. Who disagrees? The Pashtus, the Ramban, disagrees, and other Rishonim. Isaac, what did you want to say?
Ramban.
Yeah. You have the line? Absolutely correct. I thought you were nodding against rather than for, but yeah. The Ramban implicitly doesn't say call out the whatever, but he says pretty clearly that a sukin does not work on this issue. Because he says, right, what if you were to say, go ahead. Yeah, so that's the equivalent of a sukin, exactly the Rosh's case. And the Ramban says it doesn't work. And I said before, the Ravid, quoted by the Rajba and others, says that Tfisa Sa Seyar Shal Nazir doesn't work. So do we really think, now again, is the Rosh's point that, you know, the Amira is a kind of a Tziruf and it works that way? Or is the Rosh, like Bali, what I'm suggesting for Bali Tosis, more focused on Birur and Umdana? So he's saying, oh, Asukin will help you for that. But the Ramban certainly seems to be focused not on that at all, but on a formal requirement, even though you know definitely what the guy has in mind. But when he says, hey, Nazir, that's either Tfisa, Hatfasa rather, or that is, you know, a more formal Tziruf. So this is also interesting in the question of Psak. Right, we paskin in Kiddushin that the absence of Li is Yadayim Shein Mochichos. That's one of the things the Bali Tosfos were reckoning with. The question is, what about the broader Psak? Yeah. So here we have a whole discussion in the Ran and other Rishonim, the Rajba, the Ramban. Yeah.
How do you have Tvisa Sasair without a Nazir over Olfanov?
Say that again?
How do you have Tvisa Sasair without a Nazir over Olfanov?
The Kutsair.
Could be. He's no longer Nazir, right? Maybe he hasn't cut his hair yet. That's, I think it's the case that the Ravid is talking about. Anybody have a line on the Ravid?
Yeah, I don't. In the Rashba?
I mean, in the Rosh, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's probably the case. Yeah. So what's the pshat in the halacha? Yeah. In get, the problem is this. Ron says, oh, it depends on maybe Kiddushin and Gittin are the same. Right, and Shiny, the other cases. But the problem is that the Rif and the Rambam don't have V'deim dehav alecha, or they have V'deim, but they don't have Minoy. I'm sorry. A lot of Rishonim don't have Minoy, like Tosas. The problem is that the Rambam and the Rif also don't have V'deim. Right? Yeah.
To go back to the case of Nazir, are we sure it's not the case where he's grabbing his own hair and then says, aha? Why are we sure that it's the case of the Nazir's hair that he's holding? Just to answer the question.
Could be. Before. Either way. It doesn't matter to me. I think they're different. I'm just trying to make the point that umdana you have.
Right.
Okay. The Rambam and the Rif don't paskin minoy, and they don't paskin v'deim. So the question is, how does that all work? So the some of the Rishonim, in order to solve that, suggest that even though we paskin nadayim shein mochichos lo havin nadayim, that nonetheless, what we mean by that is that it's not vaday kedushin, it's safek. That's the day that is quoted in the Ramban, in the Rajba, in the Ran, Alatar, etc. So the idea that there would be a safek because of Dayim Shein Mochichos can be explained in one of two ways. So if you look in the Rajba's Tshuva, anybody see the Tshuva of the Rajba? What is it? Aleph, Tav, Shin, Ayin, Tes? The Rajba in the Tshuva actually passes this way, that Yadayim Shein Mochichos maybe is a safek. I say it wrong? Tav, Shin, Ayin, Dalet. V'miu yesh lachu shlahachmir shema b'kiddushin. Oh, somehow my photocopy got cut off. Shema b'kiddushin something lo b'kiddushin. What is it? Kibbe'inyan, it's a strange word, right? Kibbe'inyan, or dibbe'inyan zeh, lo bo yadayim mochichos, right, the tzricha get. So that day in the Rajba, saying what? Yadayim shein mochichos, lo hav yadayim, we should be, but we're choshesh for kiddushin. Choshesh to require a get. As I point out in the footnotes here, this Rajba, this Chuvas Rajba is quoted a lot because there's this massive machlokas of Rishonim. Many of the Chachmei Sfarad say that even though we paskin adayim shein mochichos lo hav yadayim, that only means that it's not vaday kiddushin, but it's safek. Right? That's quoted in the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran here. They're all doched. The Ramban himself very strongly feels, and this is the conclusion of the Rajba, Alatar and the Ran and so on, that if you hold Yadayim Shein Mochichos Lo Havi Yadayim, it's not even a suffix. Why? Why shouldn't it be a suffix? I mean, the guy says Haret Mekudeshes. There's not a 50% chance or a 90% chance that he means Haret Mekudeshes Li? Right? Says the Ramban, right? The answer is because Adayim Shein Mochichos is a criterion. It's a threshold of requiring Birur Betocho. Earlier, the Ramban weighed the possibility based on the Gemara in Nazir that maybe the whole din of Adayim Shein Mochichos is just a din in Hafla, just like the, you know, question of the Pnei Yoshua Udi Ime. So did enough law? Okay, so that far we don't go. But the idea that the din of a daim shem mechichos lavin a daim is a halacha, not a umdana, and therefore there's not even a suffix kedushin, is totally consistent with the idea that asukim ba'oso inyan is not going to be the equivalent of nazir omid lefanav. Again, if it's all din in biror, why wouldn't it be? But if you need biror mitocho as a formality, or amira, right, or amira mitzurefes, then it's not. And if that's what you need in kedushin, you haven't passed the threshold, and you're vadai ena mekudeshes. Again, the Ritva, to take it further, has a very strong formulation here. Anybody? Saad? Abrami? The Ritva? Very, very good formulation. Keeps repeating it. Yoni? Joey? Anybody? Really good stuff. Alex? Yeah. The Ritva says, if you hold Yadayim Mochichos Haben Yadayim, then Piv Libo Shavim. But if you hold Yadayim Shein Mochichos Lo Haben Yadayim, then it's Dvarim Shebelev.
Yeah, the next line.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear from the language of the Ritva that this is a formal Hagdara. We know what this guy means. It doesn't matter. That's why there's no suffix. Now, the Rajba and the Tshuva, who disagrees, doesn't say what was imputed to him or what the Yeshomrim of the Chachmei Sfarad say, which is, oh, it's a daim shem mochichos, but, you know, that only means it's a suffix. He doesn't say that. What he says is, Tshuva?
He says we don't require daim mochichos.
That maybe this, the other side of the coin is not that Yadayim Shein Mochichos, right, is a suffek and therefore we should be machmir, but that maybe regarding Kedushin you don't require Yadayim Mochichos, right? So even the Rajba suffek is about the criteria, not about the umdana. The other thing that's important about the Rajba, Shua, since you saw it, right? You have it. Is that he trying to explain this idea? Afilo amru edim dilib hekdesh niskavnu, or lekidusha niskavnu, probably should be, ena mekudeshes. Why? Yeah. But od. Because she'ena daim mochichos, it's mekadesh shalo bifnei edim. Now, them is fighting words. Those are strong words. Again, it works very nicely with the Rajma Nasanu Vamrei and with those other ones that we mentioned. It implies a certain perspective on Eidei Kiyum, but it also makes it clear that Yadayim Shein Mochichos, right, is a din informal Kiddushin. So it's interesting in the footnotes here, they note there's a Tshuva the Ritva. So, and this is a question that Achronim asked against this Rajba. Achronim said, like, why is this Mekadesh below Edim? Bishlomo, if you had a Safek, or that wasn't Mevura Mitocho, that there was a Maisa Kedushin, like maybe it was a corruption of the Maisa Kedushin, or the Chalosa Kedushin, so maybe you could say, you know, it's Mekadesh below Bifnei Edim, Bevadai. Right, if it's not clear that it's a proper Kedushin, a proper Chalos, that it's vadite zero from an Eidei Kiyum perspective. Great. But is that really the problem when you say Harayat Mekudeshes and you don't say Li? Maybe the problem is you just don't know who the Mekadesh is. But there was a Maisa Kiddushin. Is the absence of the Mekadesh, right, is that a problem in Eidei Kiyum? An interesting question, right? So the Ritva in Simin Reish Ches and the Tshuvas says that the problem of Harayat Mekudeshes without the Li is the possibility that maybe the person you're Mekadesh for all you know, and of course, this is not in the numbers, it's not an Umdana at all. This is all pure formalism. Right? Baruch Hashem. maybe the Li, maybe the real Mekadesh is a dove, as far as you know, since you don't know who he is, maybe it's somebody who's not Nitvas in Tfisas Kiddushin. For all we know, you're trying to be Mekadesh on behalf of the father, the brother, an Akum, a Katan. So what's important about that is two things, that Ritva. Number one, right, then it's a problem of Enikiyum. He's trying to find a way, apparently, that if the only alternate, and the Achronim suggests Lahalacha, Nafkamina, let's say we know that it's, let's say the language that's used in the Kiddushin is such that it can only be, you know, five candidates, two candidates, three candidates, whatever. That you can't identify the Mekadesh, but you know he's a Bar Tzvisas Kiddushin. So according to the Ritva, that wouldn't be a problem of Yodayim Shein Mochichos. Wow. Number one, again, in terms of Umdana, that you know, most it should be Safek Kiddushin to anyone. Right. It's not an Edekiyum problem, it's not a Mavura problem, that's an amazing Shita. It both establishes the formalism here, but that the problem of Li, in Achanami, the problem of Li is a fill in the blanks as long as you know he's a bar. It's only if there's a possibility that there's no Kiddushin or Chalos Kiddushin at all. So what will you say for the Rajba, who probably doesn't hold this way? The answer is, either you're going to say that, again, it's, you know, parallel to some other questions that we had, like, you know, Shavaputta Bamadai, you know, her das, who identifying him, is the din of Edekiyum, right, expansive and applies even to details? Just like we talked about, you know, Bitala Shlichos, Midya Shlichos, Bitala Tanai, right, and so on. Is that the argument between the Ritva and the Rajba? Or maybe, a Kiddushin without an objectively identifiable chasan, even if you know that he is a bar tvisas Kiddushin, is still not a Kiddushin. Meaning the inability objectively to identify who he is, there's no such thing as a disembodied chalos Kiddushin with a mystery chasan. Maybe Kiddushin is a highly personal kind of an issue in terms of the alumnus of it, such that that is always a not just a pragmatically, you know, important piece of missing information. Maybe fundamentally it's important. Okay? These are very interesting questions and issues, but again, ones that very strongly highlight some of the formal side of this particular issue. Okay, let's move away from Yadayim Shein Mochichos for the moment. And let's go to the next point quickly. Eini Ishech, and so on. So what's the story with that? Have you already mentioned?
Obviously it's not a transaction, but just an interesting parallel. This is some conceptual parallel to the issue of Hasra that we discussed last year in terms of the favor or...
Where you really... Exactly. Very good. Very good. Especially in cases where you really know the chader or the circumstances. Right, but the you know, the fact that it's not objectified, the guy could claim he didn't know, you know, because, oh, I live in, you know, a dream world, or you know, the fact that is that the Hasra becomes either knowledge of it has to be objectively mevurar, or that it integrates as part of the Admai Savera. Very good. Okay, so the next point to talk about quickly is Ki Yikach V'lo She'Yakiach Es Atzmo V'Shilcha V'lo She'Yishlach Es Atzmo. So number one, what about there, Asuka Bosoi? Okay, so the Rosh, again, and the Tosas Ria Zakein weigh in on this issue. Okay, what do they say, Akiva? Are you? It does not work, which is so interesting because they both thought that it did work on Amrahi, these two. Others felt it didn't work on Amrahi, they felt it did work on Amrahi, right? So again, it's also the contrast, right? They think it doesn't work because it's a corruption, a fundamental corruption. Who disagrees? Anybody know? Yeah? Talmud Rashba in the Kamai also appears, page 90, I think. Rabbeinu Yerucham has three deos in the Kamai. It definitely works, Asukin. It definitely doesn't work, or Safek. Okay, interesting. In Shulchan Aruch, anybody see? I didn't assign it. It's an interesting issue in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it appears that Asukin doesn't work. But the Beis Shmuel quotes from Yaakov Weil, the Simin Chav Zayin, a lot of interesting Pitzkei Tshuvas, we're just not going to get to them, but there's more to do on this. Omar Reni Yishek, Harini Balak, Harini Arusek, Eino Klum. And again, it's only in the Talich, in the Maisa Kedushin, or it's also, of course he only becomes her husband because she is made into his wife. So it's also just, not just the process, it's also the emphasis, right? And even the status. Very interesting. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Afilo haya medabri matchila liskei kiddushin, doesn't work. Just says it. Because he's operating with the rush, the tour, the rush. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. So the Beis Shmuel says, Sivkatan yutes, Afilu haya medabri came pierce a rush vatur, miu, Rabbi Yaakov Weil, machmir bazev. Because of Shem Yoshomri, I'm sorry, this is not Rebecca Wild. I made a mistake. I think I saw it. This is Rebbeinu Yerucham, sorry. The one that I mentioned. Rebecca Wild is something else, Pesachei Tshuva quotes. Rebbeinu Yerucham, Machmir Mizeh, because of Shem Yoshomri, to have a Kiddushin Vadai, Yeshomri to have a Safek Kiddushin, the Chem Betshuvas Mari, Machmir. So it's interesting, Machlokas. What's also very interesting is the relationship here between Gittin and Kiddusha. Because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed, where is it, Vav? Yeah. All these issues we should go back and forth. Some of the Kamoi Rishonim, Shita Lenoda and others, are very disturbed by applying some of these dinim to get the same way that we do Kiddusha. As we discussed, you know, Gittin is, you know, better and worse for various reasons. Not so simple. So in Beis, we're told that the Hamagar Sor Shiyomer Kishita Nal Get Areza Gitech Im Nasim Biyanu V'lo Amar Klum Areza Get Pasul B'medvar Mamurim B'shelo Hoya Medaber Im Aliske Gita Avol Hoya Medaber Im Aliske Gita V'nata Laget B'nasim Biyanu V'lo Amar Klum Areza Get. Kishiyitin aget yomer lahareyat megureshes mimeni begetzu muteres l'kol adam areyat mishuleches v'imomar eini ishech eini balech yesh omrim yesh mish omer she'eno get. That would align with the Shulchan Aruch on kiddushin. Afilo hoya medabarim aliske kiddushin aliske gita. Sorry, d'ksiv v'shilcha v'loy she'ashliyachas atzma. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Mechaber does, in Gittin, but not in Kiddushin. The Beit Shmuel already makes note of it and says, second, Leshitas Haramba, no, sorry, not right. I think it's Sivkat and Beis. I can't find it here. The Beis Shmuel Sivkat and Beis says maybe we should be Mekil and Gittin since it's Nichtav Bashtar. But if we would be Machmir and Gittin, let's say you take the view of Rabbeinu Yerucham that it definitely works in Kiddushin and it's only a Safek in Gittin. So if we would be machmir in Gittin and not in Kiddushin, or vice versa, but not for the reasons of shtar, let's say even if we're machalik between shtar kiddushin and shtar gerushin, the question might be how off, how wrong is, right, hareini isheich as opposed to eini isheich. And that would go on a list, you know, of other things that we've already discussed. To what extent, in other words, is gerushin the mirror image of kiddushin, or since one's entering and one is exiting, right, the emphases are different even in the relationship between the parties. We know the difference in Bal Korcha, we know the difference in other things, etc. So that would be an interesting issue. So those are two questions. Number one, asukin, and number two, the relationship between Gittin and Kiddushin in this particular issue. Okay, let's continue. Are you reading? Go ahead. Tona Rabbana Harad Ishti Harad Arusasi.
Tona Rabbana Harad Ishti Harad Arusasi Hare At Knuyali Mikudashas. Hare At Shali Hare At Rishusi Hare At Skukali Mikudashas. Listen to Kulu Kachada. Listen to Kulu Kachada.
Okay, and I've already mentioned that in my opinion it isn't just a literary point, but maybe these are really different levels, even though they all work, which are the most accurate emphases or most dominant, let's say, facets of the Ishus. And I think Josh brought to my attention also that it sounds that way also, Josh? In the Rambam, right? Because he definitely has his base categories, and then... What's that?
He splits them up.
He has in the beginning, Gimel, Aleph, Beis. He has the basic ones. And then when he talks about Lishonos, he talks about the expanded ones. There's also a very interesting issue here, whether or not you need... The Gemara goes on to say, as we know, that about the Sfeikos ones, you need Asukin Ba'oso Inyan, and it's still a Safek, right? The question is, do you need Asukin Ba'oso Inyan in any of the ones that work? And if so, are you mechalek within that group itself? Maybe knuya, or at least lekuchasi. It's one or two of the ones that work. Do they need it? It sounds like some of the Rishonim say this explicitly, that haret mekudeshes haret mereses doesn't require anything, and certainly that's our. But if you want to say, let's say, Harayat Ishti, Harayat Arusasi, Harayat Knuyali, Harayat Shali, Harayat Brishusi, Harayat Skukali. Here there's a Machlokas Rishon. Now the Rambam does not seem to require any Asukin. The Ramban, I think, thinks it's maybe a Safek. We'll get to the language. Somebody get the language of the Ramban in just a second. We'll get to that. There's a group, the Rush and the Tosfia Zakein, I think, that you require a sukin even in these always. There's not even a suffix. So again, this seems to be a double argument. Again about a sukin, right? Which is a little complex. But also about these lishonos. If these lishonos, the Ramban seems to say, for this and others, that if there's a pure lashon of kiddushin, as long as there's a minimum understanding that there's havana, that's fine. It sounds like you might need asukin if there's any chance, if it's not mavur or mitocho, from the lashon, even in the ones that are effective. And that again points in the direction either of amira or birur or edikiyum, etc. So that is an important machlokas rishonim in the ones that actually work. Okay, let's continue. Okay, so miuchedes is v'hoyu l'basar echad, according to many Rishonim. And again, it's also just in addition to what we said the last time about it, I think there are two ways to look at it. One is miuchedes in the sense of the asar kula alma kehekdesh. The other is v'hoyu l'basar echad, which was what many of the Rishonim point out. On v'hoyu l'basar echad, in addition to being, you know, together with v'davak b'ishto and the other ones, you know, early psukim that also may apply to v'noach, which gets you into the whole smak and, you know, relationship to Pimat and Torah, there's the other issue of the connection to Piri of Arivia. Since V'hayu L'basar Echad is understood as a key of Piri of Arivia, and we discussed earlier, for the Rush, Kiddushin is a Hechsher of Piri of Arivia. So saying you know, B'hayil HaBatzer Echad is great. For those who think that, you know, Piri Beruvi L'chud and Kiddushin L'chud, it's an interesting question. For the way that we interpreted the Rambam and the Shiltos, which is that they're separate mitzvos, but there's also an overlap between them, right? So that Hayu B'hayil HaBatzer Echad can be a good thing. But not so Pasha. At least we can understand what the issues are. Okay, keep going. Mu'edes, of course, depends on the nature of Yiyud. And that's something which we've had in Bali Tosis already. We're going to get back to that in just a second when we talk about Harufasi in just a minute, the relationship to Yiyud. Is Yiyud an Ishus, right, based on the context, but a regular Ishus? Or Yiyud is a special Chalos, you know, Ishus Shel Avdus? A lot of evidence for that. Do you need information? Can it be Bal Korcha? Is it Bal Korcha da Abba? Or the Tana? Or is it implicit? Is it Mos Rishonos? The connection to Pilegesh? Etc. So Miuedes is very important. And we'll see in a second that for some Rishonim, the model of Miuedes in comparison to Charufa is also, we'll get discuss that in just a second. Go ahead. Ezrasi. And again, especially when you split them, if you want to say Harayat, you know, Ezrasi, you know, Negdasi, you know, that might be better than being able to say either only Ezrasi or Negdasi.
Is that the use of Rashi?
What?
Rashi quotes them together. Rashi says Ezrasi and Negdasi. Meaning it sounds like from Rashi that he's saying it's just one, not two questions in the Gemara.
It sounds like he, oh, really? Mean that they're together?
Yeah, Rashi
like it says Ezrasi, my Ezrasi, Negdasi. Like I was just saying now. I didn't catch that. Is that really true? Let me see. Ezrasi Negdasi Leshon. Ah, I see. So he's putting them together, maybe. Interesting. Not the pashtus of the Gemara, but maybe that's the point. I mean, everybody would agree if you just say Ezrasi or just say Negdasi, that's not Ishus because, you know, it's Ezer Kenegdo. Okay, interesting. Atsurasi, we discussed already. Namely, so just to add, if we didn't mention it last time, that the Rambam doesn't have Atsurasi. Instead, what does he have?
Asurasi.
And that works very nicely with what I was suggesting about Atsurasi, right? That it's the Oser part. And for the Rambam in particular, it works well because the Oser is part of the Kiddushin, right? Okay. Tsalasi Skurasi. Go ahead. Tachti. Again, all of that refers to the initial creation of Chaba. It's fascinating that that could be, you know, the point is that that was all done, right, like the Ravid and the Ramban say, right, to create a certain, you know, existential bond, you know, between man and wife, and that that's part of the Isha's story. That's fascinating. Okay, go ahead. What about Tfusasi? What is Tfusasi? Yeah, so some of them say that it's a language of, you know, Bia, you know, and Nitvasa. So I think the Rosh Hash discusses this. Some of the Rishonim say that. So that's fascinating. Would that be enough? Would that be good? Is that a negative context? Or since those can turn into Ishus, or they just refer to Maisa Bia, anybody have a language on the Rosh Hash? Not all Rishonim. Some say, no, Tafus Babayas. He thinks it's a Lashon of Bia, but questions whether it's more trouble than it's worth. You got it there? Who has it? Yeah, the question is, can you have Lashonos which are not the Mikra? The Gebali Tosas seem to be emphasizing the Lashon of Mikra, and if it is the Mikra, does it have to be Ishus, or is it just, you know, signifying anything here? Okay, Lekuchasi Mao, Pashat Mia, go ahead.
Pashat Mia Chada, Tanya, Aomer Lekuchasi Harezim Kudashas, Mishim Shinamar, Kiyikach Ish Isha.
Yeah. Okay, so and again, we just discussed, is it possible, where do you draw the line in terms of the need for a sukin? Again, in the Rambam, it's only the problematic Suffolk ones that he mentions a sukin. But for the Rosh and the Riyaz Akein, it sounds like practically everything. It sounds like, just to let me make sure I'm saying this correctly. I did write it down here somewhere. this one second. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's the Ran. The Ran says that Lukuchosi and Knuya also require a sukin, or what he calls Ba'amr the Yada, and the Ramban disagrees. The Riazakein, like the Rambam, seems to say that the din of the Rama only quotes a sukin for the problematic suffix ones, unlike the Rambam. The Ramban himself, I think, again, has a line which he says safek. Can somebody find the Ramban? Anybody have the line in the Ramban? Or is it not there?
Maybe the Rashba has
it. Or the Rashba? Yeah. Who has it? Yeah, it's a makloka. He has the iter. The iter is clear, even. Go ahead, you have the. Yeah. And then there's somebody who says safek. Go ahead. The Ramban quotes safek, right? In the Shonim. Oh. Okay, I thought the Ramban was more. Okay. Maybe I'm referring to the Rashba. Yeah. Go ahead. I thought it's machalik between one is suffake and one is, go ahead. Keep going. Mikara kula lishna, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So basically you have a range of views regarding, and again, it's explicit in the Gemara, as we'll see in a second, that the suffix, the Lashonos of the Gemara, are suffix even with Asukin. Without Asukin they would be zero, right? Then there are those who hold that is true for all the Lashonos except for maybe Aret Mekudeshes or Mu'reses. There are those who draw the line at Knuya and Lekucha. There are those who think that without Asukin, those would be Safek, but they wouldn't be Vadai, no good. My point is that all of this highlights that probably these are not Birur and Umdana issues, or they work much better if they're not Birur and Umdana issues, but rather, the Lashon itself having the force or the being accurate as a description of Kiddushin. Yeah?
Isn't that clear within the Rambam that you never need Midabri though by these Vada and Shonos?
I thought he only quotes Asukin in the Safek ones.
Well, he says it's only a Safek in the case of Asukin, and if it's not Asukin, it's not a Safek.
Right.
And then in the next Alakha he talks about that there are two requirements. It needs to be Lashon Kinyan, and she needs to be Mevina,
but it doesn't say Asukin.
No, but it sounds like the Asukin could solve the Mevina problem.
It could, but what I'm saying is you could have that without, maybe. As we'll see in a minute. Well, you definitely need to know that it was Mevina. I'm just saying, do you need the formality of Mevina through Asukin if Asukin is more than Mevina?
And we're assuming within the Rambam that it is more than Mevina?
Possibly. I'm just saying it's medayak in the Rambam that a sukin is only mentioned in the context that the Gemara has it of Sekos, and nothing beyond that. Whereas the, you know, Ran and those other Rishonim are saying, no, it applies to all the cases. The Rambam, it doesn't. That you need Mavina on a more practical level, I think is true. I'm suggesting that it might be for formal reasons that you require sukin in some of these cases. Okay. What about Charufasi? Let's talk about Charufasi, because that's an interesting... Again, we can't exhaust it, but... Okay. Omer Charufasi, go ahead. Mekudeshes. Korin Larusa Charufa.
Yeah, Korin Larusa Charufa.
Yeah.
Sorry. So Yehuda Avi Aruba D'Alma?
Yeah.
Yehuda...
Like everybody in the world goes by Yehuda.
Yeah.
Then the Gemara says, keep going, but my askina, this is what we just talked about. Okay, so again, obviously there are two ways to understand this, the Malacha Kamar Law. One is that it's really a Bira question and really just don't know what he means. And the question is how much, you know, how clear does it have to be? For who does it have to be clear and so on? The other is obviously that's just, you know, if you're Ipcha Mestabernik, you know, you could say it's the Malacha Kamar. I mean, it isn't Bavura Mitocho. We know totally what the guy means, but it's not proper Lashon because in theory, you know, somebody could say it means something else, right? And again, this is the only time the Gemara says that you need the Asukin, and that it's still worse than Shtika, right? And we were discussing these five other pretty much Hechetimtzis, you know, the Amrahi, the Enamochichos, the Harini Isheich, the Shonos that work, and so on, to try to figure out, does this extend? And we'll talk more about Asukin in just a minute, just a few more Nafgaminas, Shiduchin, etc., that we have talked about. Let's talk about Charufa for a minute. So what's the issue in Shifcha Charufa? That's very intriguing. Now, the problem, of course, is heightened by, Jonathan, with the intrigue in Shifcha Charufa, the Gemara treats it differently. It starts talking about popularity, what they do in Yehuda, what they don't do in Yehuda, right? That's number one. If the whole problem is heightened by, you have to finish the sentence.
Just a particular case of Shifcha Charufa.
Okay, that's a difficult, okay, no. It is heightened by the fact that what Shifcha Charufa is in the Torah is very unclear, right? Namely, is it a Shifcha Knanis and no Chalos Kiddushin, or is it Everett Ivri, let's say, or some other Jew who has a bond with a Chetzer Shifcha V'Chetzer Baskorin, right? And there's some factual questions about all that. The Sugin Gittin, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph is crucial here. We're going to talk about it briefly for a minute. Much more could be talked about here. Right, but that complicates it for sure, and on a, you know, in terms of one of the Rishonim, it's more complicated for another reason, namely Moshe.
The Rambam
paskins that it's not a suffix, right? And that, of course, is like where did that come from? Right, and all the Rishonim, Rajba, the Ran, the Mefarshim, and the Rambam, they're all very bothered. How can the Rambam paskin that this is a vadai lasha? Okay. Now, in terms of the point that Jonathan made, so Rashi already alludes, right, Jonathan, to the connection, and so does Tosis, to the Sugya and Gittin. But the way they do it, again, I want to make this short, so it's going to be a little less comprehensive or accurate than it would otherwise be, because we only have a few minutes to talk about this. So let's just say in broader terms that it sounds, Yoni, from Rashi and Tosis, what does it sound like? Our Gemara depends on the Gemara and Gittin. In what way? Again? Meaning, if you hold that Shifcha Charufa is some sort of an Ishus, let's say it's Eved Ivri and connected with Chatzi Baskorin, Chatzi Shifra Chatzi Baskorin. So then you're going to say that what? That it's a Lashon of Kiddushin. Right? Maybe even Shelo Bihuda. Correct? On the other hand, if you hold that it's a Shifcha Knanis, then maybe it's zero, and if not, then you need the popularity. Then the Chiddush is, oh, the popularity of Yehuda can be even with his own Lashon HaMikra? Tricky. Right? Okay. So if you hold like Rashi and Tosis, that's what it sounds like. And that's how some of the Rishonim suggested, Yoni, that? To explain the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins in both in Hilchos Ishus Perek Dalet Halacha Tazayin and in Hilchos Isura Bia Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel, right, that Shivcha Harufa is Eved Ivri's connection to Chetzia Baskor and Chetzia Shivcha. There are some difficult Rambams there. We should just note for a second, and then we'll make allusion for another second, but there's much more to say. There are difficult Rambams whether or not that connection is a Kiddushin Gemurim or not. Already in the Gemara, in Gittin, there is a safek whether or not, if we're talking about Chetzia Shifcha, Chetzia Baskorin, and there's a connection to the Eved Ivri, what happens after the Shichur? Is it Paki, or, again, I would just not going to read the Gemara inside right now because it's too late. Paki or Gomri? Right? That's a very fascinating question. Namely, when she becomes Mishukhreres, the Kiddushin, you know, morphs into a full Kiddushin. Right? Or you know, it's a totally Kekotan Shinola Dami, and it's all Paka. Interesting. The Rambam, if somebody could get the language in Perek Dalet Hilchos Ishus, the tricky language, is it a Kiddushin Gemurim Bishaito even or not? Or is it a kind of a Eino Gomor? Although he doesn't use the language of Safek. Eli, you have it? Who has it? Yehuda, you have it? Is it Dalet Hazayin in Ishus?
Go ahead.
Ooh, interesting connection, because Kiddushei Ketana Shegadla is a tricky issue. Although the Rambam, this is Lashitaso about Miyun. But just make note of that, but we're not going to discuss it. We'll refer back to Yevamos days. Yeah, go ahead. And the Rebbe doesn't like that, correct?
Yeah, I don't have the Rebbe, though, so.
What?
I don't have the
Rebbe, so. Oh. The Rebbe doesn't like it. He says, like, what's going on? You just said it was Kedushin Gemurin. You can see there's something funny going on with this whole Kedushin, correct? And the Rebbe. We should also note, now if you turn to the Rambam in Hilchos Isura Bia, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel for a second, right? So the Rambam just tells you some of the halachos, but he adds something. Namely, Eved Ivri, you know, Kidesh, Chetzia Shifcha, Chetzia Baskorin, he is, if somebody violates that bond, he is Ba'asham, she is Ba'malkis. Not the typical Misa. His Asham depends on her Malkis. It only applies if the violation, if she's already a Ba'ula. Anybody have it there? Gimel Yud Gimel? It only applies if she's a Ba'ula and if it was a Maisa Bia Shel Zera. Yeah. Again, to go back, say that which is what he says in Hilchos Ishus, even though he does say that if Bo'acher, that it would be a suffix, right? So even that's a little tricky. Go ahead. Also tricky. Bein Bezadon Bein Bishkaga is a Chiddush. Habola Bios Harbe is only Chayev Achas, even though typically it would be Chayev for each Maisa Bia, although you might say Halamos, it's one Helen, but it's not. That's not the issue of Halamos here, right? So there are all sorts of rule-breaking halachos here, right? It's Asham, it's Malkus for her. His Asham depends on her. Malkus, the regular dinim of Shogig and Bezid are suspended. The regular dinim of Chiluk Averos is suspended. Keep going. Yeah. Not his Asham, but her Malkus. Go ahead. And then he says, however, this only applies. This is an exception to the rule that Bia Kedarka and Shelo Kedarka are equal. It's an exception to the rule that Ma'are, right, Tchilas Bia, is considered Bia. You need a Bia Haru'ya Lazera. In other words, again, this is a fascinating, fascinating hybrid, right? Both to the Eben Ivri and even La'achar Shechrur, there are some aspects of it, which makes it very, very intriguing. What's the point I'm trying to make? So the way that Rashi... Somebody's trying to call me. Let's make sure this isn't... I can't do this now. The way the Rashi and Tosis, right, basically set up the whole issue is that if you hold that this is a form of Ishus and a Sugya in Ashaleach, right, then it's going to work. And if you hold it doesn't, it won't. The Rambam holds it does, and therefore it works. End of story. I just want to add several points. They themselves, the Ran and the Rajba, who deal with it, end up getting to this a little bit. They're bothered. Afal Bichain, it doesn't sound that way in the Sugya of the Rambam. Like, what's going on? So I just want to say the following. They themselves, both the Rajba and the Ran, have a line in which they say, even if we were to take the view that Shivcha Harufa is really a Shivcha Knanis, and there was no Tfisas Kedushin, maybe the Lashon of Harufa would work as a possibility in the Gemara and for the Rambam, even though he doesn't pass it that way. Why? They both have this line, if you could find it. Because even though it doesn't work, right, it only doesn't work because she's not Nitfeses B'Kiddushin. But if there was a Tzad Shichur, it would work. In other words, even if you were to say that I'm talking about Chetze Shifra, Chetze Baschorin, and it doesn't work, it's not because Charufa is not a Chalos, and not a Chalos that applies to the Meshukhreres part of her, it's because the Eved part, right, is Ma'ake. But in theory, right, Charufa is a Chalos Ishus. Anybody have that line? It appears a little differently in the Rajma and the Ran, but it's basically the same idea. Anybody finding that?
The Odei Shlomar, the Hamid of Rashi by Rambam Zal, the Afilu Lamanda Amar Hasan to Tafsi Bakidushe, Hakavada Mikudeshes, Mikol Makom Kevan de Ashkechan Yichud Tad Cheros Beloshin Ze.
Even though it doesn't work because of the tzad that's not tofes, but it's not because the tzad, it's not because charufa per se as a yichud idea is completely wrong. That's a fascinating idea. What I'd like to suggest, which they don't say, is that one could also say the opposite. In other words, let's say you don't hold like the Rambam, but you do hold that Eved Ivri Mekadesh, Shifcha Charufa, right, is a sort of Mikudeshes. The question is, this is not going to shock anybody that I'm saying this, the question is not just Lemaisa, whether or not it creates a bond, but the quality of that bond and whether or not it really captures the essence, the conceptual essence of Ishus. And that's why these are parallel opposites. In other words, just as the Rishonim could say that Charufa doesn't work, but the only reason it doesn't work is because the tzad ha, you know, Avdus doesn't allow for. But the idea of Charufa in theory would have worked. Right? So too. It may work, but when it works, and you have all what the irony is, especially in light of the Rambam's comments, Hilchos Ishus, which are tricky, the connection to Miyun, the idea that it's Eino Gamor, or that it's Gamor, but it's Suffolk when there's a competing one. Like, what kind of Ishus is that? Even more so, when you take it into the context of Isurabia, right? It's an Ishus, but the violation, the Begida, is only al yaday bia shel zera, and the hagdaros of unshim chalukim are different, and shogeg and mezid, right? The Rambam also has lekumra, by the way, in that piece, and in Hilchos Shkogos, very famous debate between the Rambam and the Ravid. Do you have it still there in Yisrael Bia?
Yeah.
About Katan, right? Katan ben Teshon and Yom Echad says the Rambam is chayiv and asham for Bias Shifcha Harufa.
Yeah, and the Ravid says, from the Rambam?
Yeah.
Ben Teshashanim, V'yom Echad, Shibbal Shifcha Harufa, He Loka, V'hu may be Korban. V'hu Shitiye Gdol of Ula, V'rithkonach Moshe Bjarni. Sh'in Aishchav Korbanat, Sh'tishchav He Malka, Sh'nera V'koris Tia, V'hi Bias Hashem.
Okay, so the Rambam holds that it applies even to a Kata.
Yeah.
What does the Ravid say, Omer Avraham?
The Ravid says, Ze Shibush, Shalom Atzinu Katan Baronchen, V'korban,
Good. Now the same exchange appears also in Hilchos Shkogos between the Rambam and the Ravid. Rab Chaim, the Rav is saying the name Rab Chaim, that Rab Chaim thought this was like a very pivotal argument between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether Katan has a Maisa Veira or not. But it's very possible that even for the Rambam, this is a special din based on these other Kula and Chumra considerations of Shivcha Harufa. The point I'm trying to make is that even if you hold Eved Ivrisha, Mekade Shivcha Harufa has these dinim, the question we have to figure out is this really Ishus? And especially ironically for the Rambam, and the answer may be yes, and that would be fascinating, but especially ironically for the Rambam, because what is this most close to, would you say? Yiyud? Which is a question, in a way, of the Ran. Right, the Ran says, right, if Yiyud, right, doesn't work, Vadai, even though it's a Pasuk in Chumash, and everybody agrees that Kiddushe Yiyud is binding, says the Ran, how can the Rambam think that Harufasi, which is a Safek in the Gemara, and we're not even sure Lahalacha, that would work Vadai? How could Harufa be better than Yiyud? That's an interesting way to put the two together, right? Although he may not have meant it that way, but I mean it that way. What's the answer, the Ran, by the way, which is fascinating?
Yiyud is a Lashon Mushal.
Yiyud is a Lashon Mushal, and Charufa is an intrinsic language of Ishus. Who cares? If it's all about Umdana and Birur, does anybody care? Meaning, once again, what the Ran only makes sense if we're talking about meduyak, conceptually meduyak, lashonos of Ishus. What we're saying is that Yiyud is a lashon mushal. It's a yichud of Ishus. It's an yichud by means of Ishus, but it's really a yichud halacha more generally. But Charufa, whether it works or doesn't work, it works better or works less, it's conceptually a form of Ishus. That's what the Ran says, for the Rambam. That's a great line. But let's now go back for a second. So what is Charufa about? Miyud is a great example. What else would it remind you of? Echoing in your brain. Which would make it particularly ironic for the Rambam here. Maybe, or maybe not. What is it close to? Miyud and what's Miyud close to? For the Rambam?
Pilagesh.
Right, the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, I mentioned the Rav's comment. And then Rabbi Yaakov Emden's different comment and our comment, right, where the Rambam equates Pelegesh of a Melech and Yiyud, right? In a way, this is like kind of like a Pelegesh in the sense that it isn't an Ishus Gemura. There's only Asham, there's only Malkus, it has this other stuff. But it's Miyuchad. What are the lines that Rishona mentioned? Maybe this is Dafka Eved Ivri because Eved Ivri is Mutar B'Shivcha. That's a discussion in the sugya there in Gittin. Is Evidiri just a melitza bialma? Evidiri shenasa l'shivcha? Chetzi shivcha chetzi bascharin? Or the heter Evidiri l'shivcha is part of the story here. Especially for the Rambam, that's a really intriguing idea. Meaning shivcha charufa isn't an ishus shlema. It's more like a heter znus or pilegesh. Except that according to the Rambam, actually, when there's a heter, right, that is a form of ishus. So on the one hand, you would have said for the Rambam of all people, right? And answering the question of the Rambam. Maybe even Yehud is a, you know, okay. But for the Rambam of all people, there's a kind of a pilegesh, it's miyuchad lo. But that's no good. According to the Rambam, pilegesh is nus. But not pilegesh of a melech. Right? And maybe not shifcha charufa of an Evan Ivri. So it's not Isha's Gemura. So you might have said, well, that's not going to work then as a lashon. But according to the Rambam, maybe any sanctioned relationship, by definition, is a kind of... Remember the Rambam said that not only is pilegesh a kinyan for a melech, but against the Raibin, it's one of the Yud Ches Nashim. So if Evan Ivri really can have a relationship, even though it's this different kind of relationship, on the one hand you'd think, well, the Rambam of all people, who has such high standards for what Kiddushin really is, and Arison, and he's anybody, if we were going to predict, he's not going to go along with this. But maybe that's good for the Rambam L'shitaso. The fact that it squeaks through, that it is a sanctioned relationship, even a lower one, brings it into the orbit of a kind of that. Maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Tazayin. On the one hand, he says it's an ishus and it's gabur. And he says it is true that if somebody else is mekadesh, it's a safek. So again, how you figure that out is still a question. But I think what the Rambam means is that it's an ishus gabura. It's not a safek, and it's not a heter pilegesh. Just like miyud has that status. So I think it all really works out beautifully, actually, l'shitaso. Now the Avnei Miluim asks a question, Chav Zayin Zayin, against the Rajba. Because the Rajba, anybody have the language of the Rajba? In the footnotes, they quote this Avnei Miluim. They throw up their hands about it. I want to make a quick suggestion. Right? Because the Rajba seems to go back and forth calling Shifcha Charufa a Safek. Right? So the Avnei Miluim says it's not a Safek. You look in Gittin, the question is whether Nishtachrara is Gomri or Paki. It sounds like Kodim Nishtachrara and Zvadai. And after it's Nishtachrara, it's either Gomri or it's Paki. You have the line in the Rajba, Alex?
I haven't really done the Rajba, so I can guess the line.
Oh, okay. Did anybody have it open already? No?
Yeah, I have it.
What? You have it? Okay, go ahead.
Svigavi, Vahafa, Bikidushi, Vadai, Kamar, Lombi, Yudhi, Bikidushi, Vadai, Vahama, Svigavi.
Yeah. So he said, the Avnei Miluim says, I don't get it. It's just a din where the Katan Kenolad vacates the original Ishus, or not. But it's not a Safek, and he himself seems to be contradicting himself on that particular point. But A, in light of the Rambam, who says that it's Kedushin Gamur, but if Bo'achar Bekitsha, it's a Safek, that's interesting. Moreover, I want to make the following suggestion. The Rajba felt that it has to be, maybe the Rambam also, that it has to be somewhat of a safek for the following reason. Because if it was Kedushin Gemurin, right, then how could there be a tzad to say, the Avnei Miluim is saying, listen, even the Mandamar says Gomri is Katan Shinola Dami. So the Shichur, she's a new Gavra, right? But until the Shechrur, it's an Isha's Gemura. So I think that the problem that the Rajba had with that idea, this is something we've talked about in the past, is would you say vis-a-vis this marriage that it's katan shenola dami if it really was an Isha's Gemura? Meaning, the areas, it's possible, this is a discussion the Ksuvas people were here a couple of years ago, we discussed this a lot, right, when it talked about Rabbeinu Tam. Right, Rabbeinu Tam holds, you know, Bias Akums could be as Behema, and therefore the din of, you know, the Isser Lebal or Leboel, the Isser Lebal Leboel, even Leboel, right, does that apply? Maybe that doesn't apply to the guy, even after Giyur. So the Ritva says that's true, but for a different reason. The reason is because Gershon is Gaira Kakata Chinola Dami. So Bartholomew, you know, who violated, you know, egregiously Yankel and whatever's marriage, he doesn't exist anymore. You know, now he's Ben Sion or Baruch. He's a different person. So of course there's no Issa Leboa. Right? That's the view of the Ritva. So what's going on? The answer is that what you might say is that Gershon is Gaira, this is a question also of Piri Verivia, Bechor, and Onshim. We only say Kakatan Shinola Dami when there's a disconnect between the previous and the new status vis-a-vis this particular halacha. But if for some reason, whether it's universalist dinim, like Piri Verivia, if that's the case, or Onshim, Chiyu B'Torah's Benoach. You don't say, oh, he's Chayv Misa for Benoach and he's Mizgayer. Bartholomew no longer exists. Baruch is clean as a newborn baby.
Doesn't the Rabbah say that?
What?
Doesn't the Rabbah actually hold that?
Yeah, what?
That
Maybe to the type of Misa, but you don't fully get out of the Chiyu. That's Ishtani Katala, it is a little more complicated of an issue. And I think we had it also, we talked about the Radvaz and Ochus Malachim, by Yaakov and Shechem and so on, 100%. There are issues about this, but typically we don't hold that way. And what we might say is whenever the previous status doesn't change vis-a-vis that halacha, we don't say Kakat and Shanola Davi, according to some Rishonim. So we might be saying as follows, if an Eved Ivri who has had an erusin with a shivcha charufa, if that was kedushin gemurim, right, and it was a halachic ishus, not just a heter pilegesh, or it was a heter pilegesh betoras, a kind of halachic ishus, so it's not so pashut that you would say kekatan shenola dami. Maybe there has to be, whether it's in the scope of it, right? The key of Misa, unless you say those things are just for other reasons, which we've seen, right? The type of Maisabia, what'll happen if Ba'acher V'Kidsha, if it wasn't that there was an element of Safek or qualitative limit in the Ishus of the Shifka Harufa to begin with, there wouldn't be a Deya that says, Paki, that wouldn't be Kakatan Shinola Dami vis-a-vis the Salacha. So maybe that's the idea behind the Rashi. Okay. Let's say a person says, goes to his father-in-law, future father-in-law, and he says, Hare ata chami. Right? Has that ever happened? Tamar, do we know of such cases?
I don't.
Can't even imagine it, right?
I can't conceive of such a case.
You could.
I can't conceive of being a Kedusha.
Huh. So what is the what is the halacha in that case?
Katana or Ruach?
What?
Katana or Ruach?
Oh, excellent. So this is an issue that gets discussed. This is the Riaz, right? The Riaz on the Rif discusses this, and this is a case that could be discussed. Is that compare that to Hareini Ishech? Is it better or worse? So that's a fascinating question, obviously. It could be a little bit of a scary question, right? I'm probably right there with Itamar on this one. I usually am. Im Omar Hareat One second. Simin Chav Zayin. Nosan Kesef Yomalei Hare At Chami. This is the Raman Sibav. Below Omar Bitcha Mikudeshesli. Ein Bezeklo. This is the Riaz. He calls it Agos Alfas. That's the Riaz. So the Beishmul accepts this. Talking about even a katan, hatam mishum d'ksiv ki yikach ish velo shi yikach avia, av agav ha'av hu amakne, meaning in a case of katana, b'kamok b'tzorach l'hakne v'sas pita velo es atzmo, v'imaram mishum akadish es pito, right? Lo mahani d'tzorach yis loshen mirror. Wow. Fascinating argument. A, does dibarimo work or not work? Right, Beis Shmuel thinks even dibarimo doesn't work. The Chelkas Mechokek thinks you don't even need dibarimo, but dibarimo certainly would work. Listen to the language. You can't even imagine that there was something. It was apparently such a case that the Riaz talks about. V'chein orunu. Mashma loshon hagazu. Mashma mevuar sham afilu medabri mavia. Lo mahani d'dome lehareini ishech hareini balech. V'gara minasan b'shtika. V'ani azdaiti einu nira klal. The shiny mama hareini ishech, the avar al mitzvah satorah, the habal hu akone velo anikna. Ach bim mama harei at chami, omar derech remes sheikna bito. Minole levados, droshos milev, ashalonisker begamara, ukrot savakas biti nasati lishaze, vim kein hu amocher, vachasan akone. Vidarshina nami, yesh kesef ladon acher vahu adon, lama ygar lashon ze, haba emes biliki chas bito u chamiv. You imagine that? I don't know. Somebody has to do the research on the Chalkatz Mechokek's relationship with his father-in-law. Right? Would it work if the guy went to his mother-in-law and he said, "How to raya kamasi?" Anyways, it sounds like part of the Chalkatz Mechokek's argument is a spiti nasati lishazeh, and this plugs in, right? Again, from an umdana point of view, everybody knows what everybody's after, and certainly a sukkin should help. But if you need lashon meduyak, right? So this is an interesting question. So if we're dealing with a katana, right, that goes back to our discussion on daf dalid, and the discussion of the rishonim hayim yesh kesef bal karcha, and if not, why? But especially again, is he a super shliach? But it's her ishus, right? And for all the reasons that. Normally, there's no shlichos or apotropsos. There is in this case because it's him and it's automatic and he's the one objectively fulfilled. So everything that we said. In which case, what the Beit Shmuel says is certainly correct. Right? Because it's totally legally inaccurate. Or is it really his show? She's the miskadeshes, but it's his kiddushin, it's his chalos. He's not a shliach, it's his ishos. It's really a spiti nasati lishazet, yeah.
It seems clear that Chagas Mechokek concedes the fundamental point that the Lashon doesn't work with regards to Lashon Kedushin. It's just that the Derech Remez...
No, because he's even quoting a spiti nasati lishazet.
Not because Derech Remez, he's literally trying
I think
to
he's saying two things. Number one, we know what he means. I thought he's saying
he
two
things. He concedes the point that Ariat Chami is not a Lashon Kedushin.
I don't think so. That's how he starts. I don't know. I don't agree. I think he says both things. I think he's saying both things.
Why then does he say,
no, I understand. I thought he's saying both things. Shiny im amar hareini isheich da avar al mitzvah satorah da balu akone. There's nothing wrong here. Okay. Maybe that's a particularly harsh view of hareini isheich. I hear that. Minola levados drashos milev. I mean, that's just for the remez. When came hua mocher, v'chasan akone, mimenu. He is saying that the father is the mocher. That's not true according to a certain view in esbiti nasati lishazeh.
Okay. Why is that relevant to how the lashon of Ariat Chami is working?
Because he's saying it's a katana.
He's saying Ariat Chami is not a lashon kedushin.
Would it work in a gdola for the Chalkas Mechokei?
I mean, if for Nara?
A Nara or a Bogaris? Let's say he goes to ask the daughter's hand in marriage, and he says, Hare Ata Chami, and he gives him a big hug.
A father can't be Mechadish Bito as a Bogaris, no?
Right. But let's say she's standing there.
Okay.
Would it work?
And he gives something to her or to the father?
He gives to her. Even without mitzvah, he does with his no mitzvah.
He's saying this is a form of medavrim.
No, no, no. He's saying you don't need a sukkah. That is certainly not so.
Mordechai holds that even if you speak to somebody else, al iskei kedushin.
We're going to get to that in a minute. That's a different story. That's the Mordechai.
But that, why can't that be his story?
That's not his story. He's saying I kol shekein think it'll work with a sukkah. I think it works even without a sukkah. I think it works because he does call him the mocher.
So how do we want
to? I don't want to get. I don't want to spend so much time on this.
I just understand how we're reading it if we're not reading it this way.
So, what I'm reading it is that he's saying, he is also saying that it's a remez, and that's what his Havana is, but he's, in addition to when he's explaining the remez, he's also including substantive elements of this being accurate in the case of Ketan. He's saying that he's the Mocher. I'm just saying, at minimum, according to some Rishonim, it's not true that he's the Mocher. The money goes to his bank account. That goes to another topic that we did. The money goes to his bank account, and he's the apotropos shliach without a minui of his daughter. But he's not the mocher. According to the Chalkas Mechokeik, he is the mocher. Does that mean, therefore, it's a meduyak lashon, or therefore it's a better remez? Either way, he doesn't require a sukkah. He says kol shekein if there's a sukkah. That's okay.
That's a semantic issue, but...
It's not a semantic issue.
For the speaking of Sadhu Isha Zeh, he's only quoting that to show that when you're dealing with the father by stipulation, it has to be a Kohen and Machne relationship.
No, he's doing that to say this is an accurate, there's an accurate
no,
aspect. If you did this with a God Gdola, it wouldn't work. But if you did it with a Ketana, there's an accurate aspect.
When you do the fusion with the daughter, with her directly,
right?
So the mice itself is ambiguous, so you have to make it a Kifa. And if it's not a Kifa, then there's a Psul. But when he's done with the father, Alpidin, the father is always the Makneh.
But he's not. He's only the Makneh if you think that he's really the Makneh. Or otherwise he's just her representative. He's not the Makneh. She's the Makneh.
Even if he's the representative, he's construing that as the Makneh. He's saying there's no way to passel a Kicha from the father and turn it into a Kitika.
There certainly is. If he was a Gedola, you wouldn't.
Yeah, but then it's not a case where you're using the father as...
You can go to the father, make the same speech... And,
whenever a speaking of Satalish has an effect, so can
he can give her the money and he can say to him, Arei Atochami, give her the thing. Okay, I don't want to argue because I don't have time right now, but I think it's Barur that he is taking a. he's saying, number one, I disagree in Asukin, which the Beis Shmuel also disagrees with, as the Riaz does. And number two, he's saying this other point. What about Ava V'Achva? Or Ava and Chiba. So the Rama says, Nasan Akesav the Amar Lo, no, I'm sorry. No. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sivtes, am I reading the right one? I just have to finish in a few minutes, but let me. Where's the one about Chiba? Anybody? Oh, here it is, sorry. In Sif Gimel, the Rama, listen to this. Misha Amar L'Isha Shanasan La Bishvil Ava V'Chiba Choshishin L'Kiddushin Kishema Amar Shanosin La Shiyia Ava V'Chiba Beineyem V'Hava Kilu Amar La Miyuedesli O Miyuchedesli. This is the tshuva of the Maram Rittenberg in the second parak of Kiddushin that we mentioned before, that's also in the Tshuvos Maimonios. Of course, this is a very fascinating, again, question. Number one, he's mechalek between saying, I'm giving you this out of love, right? Or, I'm giving you this, right, so that a state of affection, of chiba, of love, right, should... exist between us. Right? If I'm giving it to you out of love, that's just a description of my motivation of giving the gift. That's certainly not Kiddusha. Right? If I give it for the sake of there being a relationship of Ava v'Chiba, so is that Ishus? That's an interesting question about the role of Ava v'Chiba. We had it earlier in the year, right? When we talked about the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak, quoting the Haftal Riacha Kamocha in the context of Kiddushin, right? Is that a universal din applied more acutely? Or, on the contrary, it's a special din because that's one of the concentric circles that it flows out of, right? We talked about the Ran, the Tshuva, rather, of the Ran, right? In which he emphasizes that Ava is an aspect of Isha Hogenes, a fundamental, not just the Hilchos Deos Halacha, but Hilchos Ishus Halacha. So this question, the Maram, and the Tshuvas Mamurios, and the discussion of the Ramah, then you have to look at the Piskei Tshuva and a lot of the Poskim. Like, it's an interesting, you know, question, right? Does the Chiba and Ava, is that a description, an accurate description of marriage? Right? Or is it, you know, a good byproduct, a result, but, you know, a Hilchos Deos result more intense, and Ishus Halacha, etc. So these questions of the Lashonos become very critical. Again, if the issue is more one of, like, what is his intentions? You know, does he mean it for the marriage? Is it just savlonus or a gift or a courtship or whatever? Then that's a different story. But there are indications that this is part of the fundamental question that we are dealing with. Okay. And there are other issues in Lashonos that are very fascinating as well. Okay, let's continue. Are you reading? Give us another couple of minutes.
In this Rama, in the Shulchan Aruch, why do you say Kilo Amar Miyuedesli?
He thinks that Miyuedes is also a Lashon of Yichud and destiny, I think he thinks more. Not so much the Amma Ivriya. This is an interesting question, too. Is the Miyuedes Midin the language of Yichud per se? But just remember, the Ran said that it's a language which is mushal, and it's really of, like, you know, a yichud. It might be even more than that, like a language of ya'ad, in the sense of, like, we are destined. You are my destiny. That kind of thing. That's, I think, the Mordechai is trying to connect it to. Okay. Let's talk a little more about Asukin. Let's continue. He's gone. Oh, my goodness. Jakey, go ahead. Like, what happened there? This isn't even a particular long shear. It's like a short one. I have to finish soon, but okay.
He objected to the Ramah's psak. I don't know.
I mean, the whole Ava, Akiba thing. Yeah. He was offended by it.
Yeah.
I'm just quoting the rabbis.
Right.
Okay. At minimum, it could be a remez, right? The Ava and the Kiba?
It depends on your conception of marriage.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I mean, you're a little jaded, but, you know, for us, all those of us idealists. Right, exactly, that's what I'm saying. These are really fast, as I say. You could learn everything here, Umdana. One of the test cases is certainly Asukin, but certainly it sounds like Lashon Hakra and other things are really more, what's a result and a byproduct or an added element, as opposed to being part of the ideal core definition, which are really good. Okay, go ahead.
The 13th Gufa. Century wasn't such an assumption.
I'm saying that's why it's so fascinating, because this is Maram Rutenberg. Right? We have to investigate the Chalkas Machoke, his relationship with his father-in-law, and we've got to investigate the Maram Rutenbergs. You know, what's going on there in Germany? In Rothenburg. He said you were in Rothenburg. You checked out Rothenburg.
I was there.
Right? Anything... Like, there's a light, something in the environment there?
It's certainly a very romantic city.
It is. Interesting. Yeah. Fascinating. Okay, Gufa. Oh, where are we up to? We're up to Teiku, right?
Yeah. Gufa, I'm a Darian, not in my Isha, it's a Gita Gidusha. That's not Gita Gidusha, I'm a lot Irish, but you're also only a Dio.
Oh, so one second. What do we make of... So this, again, this we've talked already enough. We don't need to... We can speak shorthand now. Meaning, again, Birur, you know, Mitzura Floshon, Mukach Mitocho, Good. So, but just to point out that the range of shitas in the Gemara itself is fascinating. That's we paskin like Rabbi Yossi said dayo, but Rabbi Yehuda said sorry the faresh. What did Rabbi Yehuda have in mind? Rabbi Yehuda had a different criteria of umdana. Or Rabbi Yehuda was saying, you know, again, if the whole point of asukin is that it's a tziruf of birur, or some form for, or a tziruf of amira, it's easier to explain that Rabbi Yehuda said that's not enough. Right? Just like there can be an argument about hain, and so on, there can be an argument about asukin. And similarly, the next shita, in the other extreme, right? Maybe Rabbi Yossi says dayo if it's a sukin, but not if it's, you know, the Indian boso Indian, and then the debate what that is that zivugim or is that other aspects of the wedding? Where do you draw the line? The 2 days and the biri, right? Meaning, one would have thought that this is all just about birur, that there wouldn't be a shita that says it never works, and there wouldn't be a shita that says, you know, that even, you know, that it works in a sukin ba sukin, or there's a, like, is that all a machlokas and mitzias? Unlikely. If it's a machlokas about what the hagdara of amira, mitzurefes, or muchach, mevurar mitocho is, it's just much easier, much more palatable. It's interesting that the Rajba, who thought it was an Erikiyum issue in part, thought that the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi should be based on the Rishalmi Meiser Sheni. Are these three shitos, or these are the question of I mean, Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is within, you know, asukin, you know, me'inyan le'inyan. Right, that's the ha'ara of the Rajba. You have to look at the Rishalmi there, Meiser Sheni. Okay, but this is all part of this question, how you look at these three shitas. Okay, let's continue. Ketanai. Yeah, as we just discussed. And what that is a machlokas rishonim, whether it's other, you know, zivugim or nedunya, what exactly, the days of the Meiri is very extensive on this topic, where you draw the line. But again, so many interesting shitas, right? It doesn't work ever. It only works asukin. It might work asukin basukin if it's a certain kind of topic, but not another kind of topic. Or it works even asukin in a more distant topic, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. What is that continuum? And is that about mitzius, or about threshold birur, or about siruf of amira, and so on? Okay, keep going. Amar Rav Huna. Yeah. So here, it's interesting to note, Rashi Tosas imply that it's a shchichos issue. Probably that makes the most sense, meaning, especially if we're talking about this machlokas, whether we're talking about the Baal and his ability to, you know, do something crazy by accident, or we're talking about the Masada Kedushin or the Dayan. By the way, is this the regular din of having Masunim Bedin or being responsible in Psak? Rabim Chalala Mipila Vatsumim Kal Harugeha? Or is this a special din in Gittin V'Kedushin? In light of the fact that we discussed, you know, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, the idea that Ishus is a special category in Kedushas Yisrael, you know, Mekadei Shamo Yisrael Ayidei Chupa V'Kedushin. Right, the Ramban about Bezdin's special obligation in the area of Arayas and Znus. The Ran, in the beginning of Ksuvus's idea, right, that Bezdin has a special obligation to check up on these kind of, you know, accusations. In other words, Ishus is a microcosm of Kedusha, and if we're requiring, in addition to the regular responsibility in Psak, you know, and Hevim Masunim Bedin, requiring, here he says Hevim Masunim Bedin here, requiring, it's a special din, added halacha, or no, it's just the regular. That's number one. Either way, Shkiach certainly makes sense. I just wonder whether in addition to Shkiach, there isn't also a question about the quality of this halacha. In other words, if this is a din just in Biru, you know, in Umdana and how much, and no, then the best we can do is Shkiach. Or is this the Gemara's way of saying, well, this is like a, yeah, this is a, like a critical knowledge about Ishus, because it tells us about the nature of Amira, or the nature of Eidei Kiyum, right? So what we really want to know is, what's the nature of Asukin? What kind of halacha? Is it a pragmatic halacha? Like the Meiri also points out. Doesn't mean that the Masada Kedushin has to be a Baki Bakatara Kula. I mean, it'll be nice, but he has to obviously have the level of knowledge. He has to have know what he doesn't know, or know how to look up what he needs to know, or have a good chush that he doesn't make calamitous mistakes. Right? So, as far as that is concerned, maybe that's the point of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, like, does he have a good handle on Ishus, on Kedushin, that he understands Asuka Bosa Inyan? Right? That's how I would suggest that it be understood. So then again, the questions that we've discussed in the past, which were, what about Shiduchin? Machlokas HaRishonim, is Shiduchin the equivalent of Asuka? Right? The Tshuvas HaRajba, the Mordechai, the Mir, that Merab Rutenberg, etc. Different days in Shulchan Aruch. What about Asukin Boso Inyan when he's not speaking to her, but he's speaking Bifaneha? That's a Machlokas HaRishonim. It's hard to say that's Tzira Flamira. It's much easier to say that it helps for Biror, even Biror for Eidekiyum, even Biror Mukhrach. What about the Ran, Udiime, say, if she says, Ani Mevina, that's the equivalent of Asukin Ba'oso Inya. And clearly the Ramban thinks that that's wrong. Rajma, the Ramban, thinks that's wrong. Again, if it's just Birur, then why not? But they think it's wrong. Tosfi Azaken thinks it's wrong, because they think that Asukin plays a more formal role. And again, the Meir L'shitas, so that you need the Lashonos themselves, Bizman Asukin, never mind that there are two Asukins or three Asukins, you know, one for Gittin, one for Kedushin, you know, two Asukin, Manian, Linian, Boso, Inyans, all that points strongly in the direction of this being a much more formal din. So again, Loihei Sakimayan makes more sense if all that is true as well. Again, the Ran said, if she says Diyada, then it's at minimum a Safek or more. The Rambam does not seem to hold that way, as we discussed. And neither does the Riyazakin. The Riyazakin says, why did you say Batla Daita Itzel Kol Adam? You know, in certain of these cases. That you don't say, because he says it's more pragmatic. But he does think, at least for Eidekiyum, for the Eidim, that this is something that is fundamental. One second. Okay, we talked about the Itur and the Rajba. It was the Rajba, correct. Isaac was correct. That was looking for not the Ramban. Okay. Just to point out on the last point that I was making, which is whether this is a special din or not, Kol Shena Debativ Gittin V'Kiddushin, because of the special category of Kiddushin Yisrael, just to remind everybody also something from last year. The Tshuva of the Rivash in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, and the discussion of the Ramah in Hilchos Talmud Torah, was it Reish Mem He, or Reish Mem Vav, whatever it is, whether or not somebody who doesn't have smicha, right, whether Kiddush of Kiddushim and Gita of Gittin or not. Right, the Rivash had a view, was quoting the views that not, which is a big Kiddush. The Ramah considers such a possibility. In the end, he rejects it, but he considered it. So again, this idea, is that connected to, you know, Kol Sheni Odeh B'Tiv Gittin Kiddushin Lo Ye'esa Kimayim, but certainly this idea that the person who presides over the Ishus is playing a more formal role, not just, because otherwise, at minimum, you would say, you know, Safek. So that's something also to think about. Okay, let's continue. The same thing with Gittin, but you might be Michalik. V'chein B'Gerushin, go ahead. Yeah. Then, Pshita Nasan L'Gita. Yeah, so here you have an interesting line in Tosas. Yeah, okay. We'll take those in just a second. Go ahead. Amal Ishto.
Amal Ishto, Hare Ata Atzmeh.
Now. And again, this is really to be taken literally, that's the Safek, or we mean Lashonos. And again, La'atzmech is an interesting middle. He's not matir her. He kind of removes his control, and then Mimela, she's La'atzmech, as opposed to the matir, Haret Muteres, Haret Meshulachas, or Meshulaches, and so on. Okay. Like Kol Shegein. So here you have an interesting line in Tosis, namely that what? Tosis says, well, why don't you say Kavachomer? Right? Jakey?
Yeah.
What's the Kavachom? Afagav. Yeah. So this again is something we've talked about all year when we talked about all these Kavachomers, right? Namely a linear hierarchy, you know, weaker, stronger, whatever, or the particular dynamic of the particular institution, and this is a great example of it. Right? The other thing is that the Gemara here seems to say unequivocally that Isha is not a kinyan aguf. I don't want to talk about this extensively because we did already earlier in the year, right, on the base, when we're talking about Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephron, and again, on the Gimel Amud Aleph, when we talk about the Rishonim's question, why don't you learn out Kinyan Chazaka, you know, from Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephron applied to Isha? We pointed out the Yerushalmi actually does ask that question, and only because of Xeris HaKasim doesn't. But we noted that the Ramban on the Gimel Amud Aleph says that the reason Chazaka surely doesn't apply is Chazaka only applies in a Kinyan Aguf, and Ishus is not a Kinyan Aguf. The Rajba didn't like it for Chazaka reasons. Other Rishonim clearly didn't like it for Ishus reasons. And it goes back to the question which we're going to pick up again with when we revisit the Rajba and Vav Amud Beis, namely, again, does, you know, the issue that, you know, Tosfos Rid discusses on Beis Amud Beis, the mixed evidence whether or not Isha is a Heftza in any respect, and there really is a Kinyan Aguf in some respect. There's certainly a Kinyan Iser, or no, it's a relationship, it's a partnership, it's about Tzchuyos, it's about other things. So here the Gemara seems unequivocally to say that Isha is not a Kinyan Aguf. That doesn't work well, according to some Rishonim, who seem to shy away from that conclusion. But, of course, the context is important, namely, vis-a-vis an Eved, when Isha is not a Kinyan Aguf, meaning she doesn't lose her Yad, she doesn't lose her, you know, self, her sovereignty, right? Even if, in some respects, she's Mishubedes Labal, it's not Abdus, it's very far from Abdus. It doesn't change her Iser aspect like an Eved does, it's just in the relationship to the husband. So again, how you read this line in the Gemara also depends on those other sugyas that we discussed. Okay, keep going. Yeah. Okay. So let's stop here. Again, if you look in the Kamoi, there's some really additional interesting material. Maybe we'll sum it up on a Monday one day. If we can work it in. See, we did last time, but we worked it in, kind of. And we'll pick up on electronically, I guess, with starting from Mekadesh B'Milva. That'll be our next share. So probably, I'm guessing, we'll try for Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, but we'll be in touch. I'll also email you. Now, if somebody could just tell me, I've got to run in like a minute. If somebody could tell me how to do the Google thing.